This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The film about one of the worst practitioners of abortion, Kermit Gosnell, is bursting attendance expectations for a small independent film. Producers are hopeful that the movie Gosnell will break into the top 10 movies for its first weekend. One theater audience in Kansas City broke into prayer at the end of Gosnell. At other theaters, discussion groups formed afterwards. In other headlines, a Toronto Children's Hospital says it is ready to offer medical doctor killing of children without the consent or knowledge of parents. And abortion groups seem prepared to fight President Trump's latest two federal court appointments because nominees don't overtly embrace abortion as a right. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. A heated conflict is brewing over what the population of Africa should be, and it is mostly non-Africans doing the thinking. Family planning advocates, including Melinda Gates of the Gates Foundation, want increased use of contraceptives to impose small family sizes. They are frustrated with President Trump's denial of U.S. funds to help them. What may be most puzzling is that groups that want to impose population control, ostensibly to control poverty, admit that sub-Saharan economic prosperity is growing, even while its population grows. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.